Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and joining me today is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah, that's great to hear. So Colleen, the budget presentation was last week Thursday, so how did that go overall?
We had 13 people present in the chambers. We had room for 15. We had about 20 booked, but 13 showed up. Then we had a few on Zoom, so I think we basically had close to 20 people altogether that were listening to the budget presentation besides the council.
Mm-hmm. And is that a typical number for these hearings, or was it a bit higher this year?
I think it was a bit higher this year. I know more of our councillors went out and asked people to come here and talk and that. So that it's nice to see more people at these things. My ideal would be that, especially if we weren't in pandemic conditions, that you'd have a whole hall full of people that were there to express their, concerns or what they liked about the budget. But in this day and age, it just can't happen.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, of the residents that spoke during the hearing portion of the presentation, they ended up opposing the budget. Could you talk a bit more about that, and what were some of the main concerns that residents had who did speak up?
We actually had about, out of the whole group, we had about 10 that were opposed. Some of the things that there was concerns about our reserves and that the numbers aren't right, but they definitely can come and see, and the government checks us out and audits us and everything, so that was one of the concerns. There was some concern that we were putting maybe a little bit more money than they thought we should into the roads and that, and the infrastructure, of which we need very badly. It's one of our number one complaints around town. The playground, some of the things like that we had things that were going into, some expressed concern if we really need to be putting that much money into playgrounds. And that was sort of along the line of the concerns and that. Another thing which is really, we had concerns about, the water bills and that, but that's all directed to us by the Public Utilities Board, the wastewater treatment plant, the water treatment plant, and all the labor and stuff that goes on to it. They have to all be paid by the services for the water, so that's basically not even up to us in the end how much we charge for water. If we want to we have to make sure that everything is all within the ranges of the cost of the running the utility.
Mm-hmm. Is the city planning on taking that feedback into consideration for the plan? If so, when will that have to be sorted by in order to have it submitted to the province?
Actually, we don't submit that information to the province. Mm-hmm. That just comes to all of us as councillors to listen to. Same with some of the folks that didn't speak up at the meeting, but have either stopped later after it and talked to us, or stopped in between, that were actually in favor of the budget and didn't speak up. And I've gone out and I've talked to many people within the city and some of the businesses here and that. So I've got the numbers from the people that I've talked to and their feelings and that. So it's up to each one of us councillors, to speak to as many people as we can, engage, explain to them what we're doing for the dollars we're spending. That's one of the biggest things. Is you just say, I'm going to, give you a 2% increase and don't have reason for it. But, something like community gardens, the money we put into for there, that is something I think, especially coming out of this pandemic, and even if you look at the province, they're starting to Winnipeg put money into it. It's seen as a need to go out there to get people's mental health back. Some of the, we're doing extra street sweeping this year just to get the city cleaned up, because it was a long winter, lots of snow, lots of sand on the streets. So things like that that we've put in, for extra. Are some of the things that the people have brought up is we haven't put a lot of extra into the sidewalk cleaner part of it. It was discussed very extensively during budget, but as it has to be a majority of the councillors that vote on something, so some things do get left out of the budget.
Mm-hmm. Is the city sort of looking into maybe putting that info out information out there more readily, or having more access to counselors or city staff in order to better explain just the numbers, I suppose, and so that residents are more educated about what the budget entails for future presentations?
Well, you can go online and see the whole budget presentation, and even the presentation that we did the other night, that is all online. People can go and watch the whole presentation if they want, or if you want paper copies of what the actual budget entails, you can come to City Hall and pick up a copy if you wish that, if you're not don't want to do it on the computer or that. So there's definitely ways to pick up all the information now prior to when the budget's fine. Like, we're Monday night is we basically have the resolutions for to approve the financial plan. So at that time, that is when all of us councillors and mayors that listen to all the presentations, that have talked to the people in the street, talked to the businesses, that's when we'll get to explain our side, each one of us, of why we are for or against the budget.
All right, I see. Now, was there anything else about the budget presentation you wanted to touch on?
No, I just think, it was a lot of hard work doing this budget. It's we've had to cut over the years, and we still are maintaining basically balanced books and that. We've been lucky that the province and that has given us extra revenue to work with our street reach for the youth and that. Our report on the community safety strategy plan, the whole group met yesterday that is part of it, and they'll be releasing that. I would say if everything went good yesterday, I haven't heard, but that could be as early as next week. Our new buses, are on the street and that, so it's all good things.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the meeting of council that's coming up on Monday, why don't we just skip ahead to that right now? So aside from the budget sort of, I guess, discussion between the councillors, what else will be on the agenda?
We've got a delegation from the pool committee. There's going to be Rochelle and Todd are coming to give everybody a pool committee update. So that would be good to tune into to listen. We've got... the financial plan, checking it out. The Association of Manitoba Municipalities, Kathy Valentino, will be giving the report on that. And we've got correspondence on the Sports Manitoba Legacy, the $10,000 final holdback that we got from them. And then we have we've got a purchase of the inflatable boat for the fire department. That's also on there. And then we've got for the water treatment plant, there's a purchase of polymer that's going to be required. And going to be busy. And if you want to attend, limited seating, but 204-677-7938 and register with Tammy. To come, and this is not, we've had a couple comments, this is not a public hearing for the budget. That was last Thursday. This will be, council will be talking about the budget, so there will not be an ability while we're discussing the budget for the public to have input. You can also basically go on the Zoom online the way you've been doing it for the last few months with council and be part of it there, so that's all good. And I think that's just about it for them.
All right, sounds good. Now, we did have a listener question, or I guess statement, for you this morning. And the basic gist of it is that they've been noticing that during the springtime, needles are showing up in common areas such as parks. This person states that just by Tuesday alone, they saw three needles, one at the entrance of Walmart, the other at the entrance at Safeway, and one by the Tim Hortons entrance. So I guess the basic gist of the response is, could you sort of talk a bit more about that? And if this is, what sort of the city's policy on this is?
Yeah, we actually, when I got that call this morning, we reached out to Chris Hastie, the in charge of the RCMP, and I'm just going to read you what he sent me back. It's likely just as easy. And it says, here in Thompson, the RCMP do not receive many reports of found needles in the public. In any event, found needles should be immediately reported to either the RCMP or the public health. And for the RCMP, the number would be 204-677-6910. Or for public health, it's 204-677-6472. So report those there and for disposal. If they're located in high traffic or pedestrian areas, such as playgrounds, it's important that we have prompt disposal of them, so if you call those. And then we have the RCMP has a sharp container at the detachment where they can destroy, or needles can be destroyed at the Thompson General Hospital or other medical facilities. Most pharmacies in town also have that. So he's also found a little from the Street Connection in Winnipeg that some of the things that can apply for us for the disposal kits. And it says, what do you do when you find a needle? It says, when viruses and needles are exposed to the air, the viruses usually die pretty quickly. There is no way to know how long a needle has been lying there when you found it. So even though you are unlikely to be infected by poking yourself, it is best to be safe. In most cases, you can safely dispose of the needle yourself. Find a sturdy container with a lid like a bleach bottle, a plastic bottle. Do not use glass jars because they can break, or thin plastic containers that a needle could pierce. So if you find the plastic, then you basically can put it in a garbage can, not a recycle can. Basically it's the same, put the lid back on, put it in a garbage can, or reach out to, the RCMP, the pharmacies, the hospital. If you don't have, if you're going to use gloves to pick it up, put on thick gloves so that they're not easily pierced if you want it. If you have a pair of tongs, tweezers, pliers to pick up the needle, it's the best to do it that way. And pick up the needle and the point away from the tip and put it in the container. Keep the lid tightly closed. Put the container in a regular garbage or a city dumpster and not into recycling. And again, it says call the RCMP or Public Health, which is 204-RCMP 677-6910, or Public Health 204-677-6472. So yes, it is in the playgrounds. I know sometimes that in the past we found them, or like the RCMP said, they haven't had many complaints, and that's part of the issue, is people are seeing these things or are lurking, but nobody is reporting them to the authorities that need to know so that they can even closely monitor them a bit better. So thanks for the question, and it's a very important one, and it's important to these get picked up that an adult sees it and not a child pick it up, because it's a child's more apt to you know, be curious and check out what this thing is doing. So we definitely discourage anybody from leaving the needles around, but we know that's not always possible.
All right, good to know. Now, Colleen, is there anything going on around town? Any public works or city updates to share today?
Public Works is basically starting the lawn boulevard sweeping in that. We're working on potholes. And again, the pothole line is 204-677-7970. Basically, there'll be a message if you don't get through. If the pothole's not fixed in a day or two after you've called, try calling again and reaching out, and we'll keep on top of that.
All right, sounds good. Anything else as we wrap up here today?
Well, it's CMH, Canadian Mental Health Week, and I really think that's really got to us all. It's all had impacts on us, especially a year into this COVID. I would really like to send a shout out to Colin Winship. Had his 18th birthday, and for that he was going to have, his intention was to raise about $250 and have a pizza party for the homeless shelter. Well, he raised almost $2,700 all through Canada and even the U.S. And so they had a real pizza party, plus other businesses donated. Go to Colin's page and just see all, Facebook page, and just see all the businesses and the people. And it just was such an uplifting, just the comments on Facebook and that, if you followed that at all. And And his statement was he decided to throw them a pizza party for the homeless shelter to take away from the negativity that he had maybe been felt over the year, and the negativity, and for the people that basically didn't have too much to start with at the beginning of the pandemic and may have even needed some more support at this time. So a big shout out goes to Colin for all that he did. And I watched just by the hundreds of people following it and liking it. That was a huge boost to Thompson's mental health just in general. So I want to thank him for doing that. It's greatly appreciated. And lastly, after last Thursday late, we got notice that Stella Locker, former city councilor, deputy mayor for many years, has passed away. She was literally an institution of Thompson. It would be very hard-pressed even for the new people that haven't heard about Stella Locker and the icon she was. She fought hard for the city of Thompson, and we all owe her a debt of gratitude for Thompson. So just extend condolences to her family and friends and colleagues, and I'm sure her and Judy are sitting up in with the good Lord discussing what we're doing here now and having discussions of their own over how the budget proceedings are going. So thank you, Stella, for all you've done for all the years, and we appreciated it, and that's about it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks again, Colleen, for doing City Beat with us today.
Okay, thank you.
And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.